Jamie.
Are they poor?
Are they rich?
Are they a son of a bitch?
It's the Brett and Jamie Show.
Brett and Jamie Show. Brett
and Jamie.
Are they poor?
Are they rich?
Are they a son of a bitch?
It's the Brett and Jamie Show.
Brett and Jamie Show. Brett
and Jamie. Good morning.
Hello, how are you today?
Happy AM.
Yes, and to you as well.
You know, I am really, really excited about fall. It's finally fall. And I like bought 20 sweaters.
I know all of the same, this basically the same sweater, but different colors.
Yeah.
What is up with that?
Because when you find one you like, looks good.
You hadn't even worn them yet.
I tried it on.
You tried it on. But you don't know if it's going to be
It's a good one, okay?
If it's going to be good all day long.
It is. It's going to be great.
Can you stand this sweater for 8, 10 hours, 12 hours?
Now that I'm wearing it, it's a little itchy.
It's a little itchy. That's what I thought when you bought them. I thought, I don't know if I would wear that. It looks a little itchy to me.
Yeah. Well, it's cute, and that's the point.
Then you're like, well, I like it, so I'm going to buy 6 more of them. So now your winter wardrobe is going to be itchy sweaters.
That's okay. I'm good with that.
So no hugging this winter.
Yes, I will hug you. I will rub myself all over you.
No, you're all itchy. Get away from me. You're all itchy.
But today's high is a nice, cool 73 degrees.
It is. It's beautiful. This is where you would go if you were on vacation. You'd be like, oh, where can I go where it's going to be 75 and sunny and dry and nice?
Yeah, New Mexico.
Yeah, that's where you want to be.
That's where you go.
It's the place to be.
It really is.
And they're building all kinds of retirement communities here. So they're finally catching on to the fact that this is actually a really good place for retirees.
Yeah.
Because we'll get some snow a couple of times a year.
But nothing huge.
Yeah, it doesn't last more than a day or two. And it's not really a huge inconvenience. Like if you're just a little ways north in Colorado, when it snows, it goes off the roads fast. But you can have tons of snow for
months.
Yeah,
it's a little annoying. I don't like it, and I'm not one for snow. I really want to retire in a retirement community. So
I do too. I would like
I
one
look
of those
forward to
with
that.
Little walkways, and
yes,
they
and
take
I
care of all
drive
the
a
landscaping.
Golf cart.
Oh yeah, and a golf
That's
cart
like
too.
My,
without a golf course.
That is
a golf
my
cart
goal.
Without a golf course.
Yes, to drive my little golf cart around the retirement community,
down to the local Walgreens and over to
yes,
the local Albertsons,
the little grocery store. We need lots of those. Lots of those little communities. I think that would be fantastic.
Okay, so this is where we're going at this moment?
Well, no, because
we're driving a little golf cart.
I was actually thinking about fall and how I've been ready for fall for about like a month now because I've been buying fall stuff, right? And finally, pumpkin spice latte came out at Starbucks, right? And everything is pumpkin. So I love pumpkin. And I was talking to my two girlfriends at school the other day, and one of them, I said something about a pumpkin spice latte, and she said, oh gosh, you're one of those pumpkin people. And I said, yes, pumpkin spice latte, pumpkin bagels from Einstein Bagel with pumpkin schmear, and yeah, pumpkin everything. I love pumpkin. Pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving.
I do like pumpkin coffee. I'm a fan of the pumpkin coffee, but everything else,
but
not so much.
Not pumpkin spice lattes.
How about a pumpkin smoothie? Do you do a pumpkin smoothie?
No. I don't know of any place that has a pumpkin smoothie.
They need a pumpkin smoothie.
Because
your PB&J smoothie, not that good.
It is so good.
I'm sorry.
It's so good.
It's not good.
Oh, you just have to have the palate for it.
Peanut butter and jelly shake is moderately okay, but peanut butter and jelly smoothie
is so good.
Not really that good.
Yes, it's really good.
Not really that good.
It's just because you're weird. You've got to really like peanut butter. And I really, really love peanut butter.
I like peanut butter too, although I'm not a big fan of peanut butter cookies. So maybe I'm not a big peanut butter fan.
Are you kidding me?
Like Nutter Butters?
How do I know this? How do I not know this about you?
Or even homemade peanut butter cookies, usually not that good.
I know you're not a fan of chocolate chip, but your favorite is sugar.
Sugar cookies, yeah.
Yep.
With frosting.
You love sugar cookies with frosting.
Anything with sugar, basically. Basically, if it's got sugar, then, you know, I did my very first meme ever.
I know. I was so proud of you.
It was a little bag of Jelly Bellies.
Jelly beans?
Jelly beans.
Yeah.
And it says
Kid mix.
Kid mix on it. Mm-hmm. And so my meme said, I eat these ... for the children. And it got, I think, 90 smiles when I posted it on iFunny. Mm-hmm. But only one comment, and the comment was, "And I bet you look like you eat a bunch of Jelly Bellies, too." And I'm like, really? Why would you go there? I was just being funny.
I was thinking about this later, and I was thinking, instead of ... for the children, you should have said for the kids.
Well, I didn't want to use the same word that was on the package.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to vary it. Then people would, I think, understand it better.
Well, I got like 90 smiles.
So I know.
I thought that was pretty fun.
It is pretty fun. And way to go making a meme.
The one person, I know. I got. Well, I'm pretty sure that anybody can do it because all I got to do is download the app.
Well, still, that's pretty cool. You
download the meme app.
I've never made a meme.
You know, they act
and I'm like, the IT person.
When you read the meme sites like iFunny and LOL, whatever it is.
Pics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then you get this feeling that these people think that creating memes is all the whole thing in the world. But all you got to do is download the app and then put in a picture and put in your caption. You got to be able to come up with a caption, but that's it. That's all there is to making a meme.
Yeah, I'm not good at captioning.
But
I'm like the worst.
The one person, and his name was Granddaddy something, so I figured it's an old guy. And why are old people
not
so
necessarily.
Mean?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
But why do people go to meanness right away?
Because they feel entitled
it's like,
to.
It's like, you know what? You put out this thing. You're trying to be funny and cute. You're just trying to entertain people, get people to have a little smile. And it's like, you know what? I bet you're a fat ass. What? Why?
It's because people feel entitled to do that.
Why did you wake up today and say, I'm gonna be a jerk to somebody?
Because.
It's like people that put the middle finger sticker on the back of their car.
Yeah.
Like, why are you just...
What's the point of that?
You're just initially just want to piss everybody off.
Yes,
why
exactly.
Do you want to do that?
I don't know, because that's how they feel in their life.
Maybe
they're pissed off and they need
everybody
to
needs
everybody
to go
off.
See the Lego movie. That's what they need.
That is
because
yes.
Everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome
when you're part of a team. Damn it,
everything is cool when
and
you're
we're part
of
team
a
America.
Team
America, World Police. The movie with more F words than
than any other word.
Yeah.
No, I think people feel entitled to be mean.
But I don't understand that.
It is so much easier to be mean to somebody behind a computer screen.
Yeah.
It is so much easier to say those things when you're not actually looking at the person. I saw this video one time about women, and they had a group of men come and read some comments that these women received.
Right.
And they were so... Horrible.
Right.
They were the worst comments you could ever get. And these men were so embarrassed. And they're like, oh my gosh, I can't say this word. You know, I can't look at you and say this. Yeah, exactly. Think about that when you're behind your computer screen and you feel all powerful. Could you look at somebody and say those same words?
Yeah,
and you're going to say right away in your head, of course I could. But honestly, be honest to yourself and look at your spouse or your significant other. Look at your child or look at your best friend and say, could I say those words and have the same meaning or the same feeling behind that phrase as when I wrote it?
Right. Well, and chances are, you know, if you actually knew that person, if you were face to face with that person, they wouldn't say, oh, you must be a fat ass, or, you know,
no.
They wouldn't say something just totally mean for the sake of meanness.
No.
Because they would respect you at least enough as a human being that they're around.
Right.
To not do that sort of thing. But there's the same sort of anonymity in a car. And I don't understand why we feel so anonymous in a car that we can, you know, flip people off and
oh, I got flipped off the other day.
I know you did.
I know. No, it was
you don't
kind
even know
fun.
Why, do you?
Well, okay. So I was driving. I do know why. I was driving down the street and I moved into the other lane and somebody was going to come out into the street. And I didn't realize when I had done it, but there was a car like 15 feet back. So it wasn't like they were going to get out anyway.
Right.
And,
well,
and so he flipped me off.
You weren't intentionally trying to piss
no.
him off. You were just lost
it wasn't
in
like,
your own thing.
Okay, I'm going to move into this other lane so this car can't get out onto the street. No. And he flipped me off. And I was like, wow.
Although
hello. Have a nice day to you too. I waved.
When I'm driving and somebody passes me that's going just way, way, way too fast. Not you know, a few miles over the speed limit, but like somebody that just blew by me.
Like 15 miles over.
Or, you know, something really tremendous that is very dangerous. I start flashing my lights at them. I want them to know that I think they're an idiot.
Yeah.
Slow down. And just for 1 second, I want them to look in their rearview mirror, see lights flashing, and think, oh, God, it's a cop.
Yeah.
Even though they're just headlights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They'll see the flashing lights just for a second.
It's a subliminal thing.
And hopefully they'll slow down before they kill themselves or somebody else. That's my hope. Because
but we are so self-centered.
Why are you driving like an idiot?
We're so self-centered. It's all about us. It's all about me. You know, always. It really is. It's all about me. And when did we become so self-centered? Well, when did we become this society that decided that I don't care about anybody but me?
It really, I think that it goes back, I mean, it goes back a long way, but it really became prevalent during the Reagan era when it was all about personal responsibility, personal liberty. You know, everything was about pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. You're responsible for you. You're not responsible for anybody else. And then it got worse and worse as time went on.
See,
and Romney was doing the whole... I built this, nobody else did. Nobody else is responsible for my business, just me, which is just total bullcrap because, of course, your business couldn't survive without customers, so thank them.
Yeah.
What about
them? Thank the people who built your building.
Yeah. Thank
the people who paved the road that get them there.
Right. The people that built the internet, people that built the sewers, people that built the electric power grid.
That powers your company and your computers and your cash system, whatever. All those people. You can't say, I built it myself.
Yeah, it's all me, just me. I don't need anybody else. Well, okay, take that same business out to the middle of Afghanistan and good luck.
Yeah.
Just run it all by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Show us that you can do it all by yourself.
Erect that little straw hut.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I get it. And I think that it started out maybe as a good idea.
Yeah.
But I think people take it too far.
They do.
And then it becomes something that it wasn't meant to be in the first place.
Well, because you got life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And they've taken liberty to mean personal liberty, and they've forgotten about life and the pursuit of happiness because that actually goes for everybody, not just you.
I don't know that they've forgotten the pursuit of happiness because people are really all about pursuit of happiness. I think that they've forgotten the life part.
Well, they've forgotten the fact that it applies to everyone, not just them.
Right.
And I think that that's one of our major problems with our society. And that's why we see people like Trump and people that are supporting him when, you know, he's like, oh, he's a great businessman. No, he's not. He's a horrible businessman.
I know. I had this conversation with somebody just the other day.
Everything that he does fails, you know, but he always gets money out of it. But all the little people that can't afford to lose money, they're the ones that never get paid.
Right.
You know, but
that's the kind of person we need for
a president.
Yes. It's okay for him to not pay his bills.
Yeah. Trump.
Or pay
Trump
the people that he hires.
He'll be okay, but the rest of us, we're all going to get screwed.
Well, and I think that it is totally true. You were talking about this yesterday, about the fact that everything is on a whim for him. And if he decides today, I hate your type of person, then you're done.
Yeah.
You're out. And he decides.
So right now it's, you know, all the angry white people are saying, well, he'll never come to me.
Right.
He's never going to be angry with me. And yet he's angry with Americans all the time. He was angry with the judge who is an American citizen who was born in America.
But has Hispanic heritage.
Right. And so he decided he should not be overseeing his case.
Right. Exactly. And okay, that makes zero sense whatsoever.
Absolutely.
Zero. So tomorrow, is it going to be that he is angry at Protestants?
Yeah.
He's angry at Seventh-day Adventists that's hard to say.
It's hard
to
say.
Like you said.
Yeah, I don't care for the Seventh-day Adventists because it's hard to say.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, okay.
So we need to get rid of them.
Yes, we're done with that religion.
If you're a Seventh-day Adventist, you need to be deported.
Yes.
I don't know where you're from, but wherever your religion came from, probably somewhere in the United States, it sounds like something that we would create.
Absolutely.
I don't know anything about
that. I don't either.
I don't know a lot about Mormons either. You know, he could all of a sudden decide that he doesn't like Mormons either. And there's a lot of Mormons.
Yeah.
Particularly, you know, in the Western
And that's a area. Huge group of Caucasian people.
Yeah.
That's a huge group. You've got a whole bunch of white people in there, and they're thinking, well, he's never going to turn against me.
He could suddenly decide he doesn't like women. Oh, wait.
He already does that. Yeah.
They're just objects. It doesn't even matter if they speak English.
Let's deport women. Oh, if you're not a 10, you go.
Yeah.
And who the hell decides whether or not you're a 10?
He does. It's
yeah,
up to him.
And that's not okay.
See, and that's the whole thing. That's the thing that scares me, is we're seriously considering electing somebody who thinks that everything is up to them.
Yes.
It's their decision. It's and their decision is final in everything.
And in our country, with a democracy, we have all of these things in place that say, yes, we have a president, and yes, they get the final say in a lot of things, but we have a lot of other channels that they have to go through. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't care.
Yeah, it's just like Obama always said, you know, I can't do everything that I want to do just because I want to do it.
Right, because I get blocked at every turn.
The United States isn't designed that way. The United States is designed so that one person can't...
have all the power.
Yeah.
You can't control everything.
So even if you're president, the most powerful person in the world, you still have people you have to answer to. You can't just do things willy-nilly because you feel like doing them.
Well, people are going to use that as a defense for Trump. They're going to say, well, yeah, he might say all these things, but he'll never be able to get away with it.
Yeah, and yet we've seen when, because he's really a strong man. He's like authoritarianism, yeah. And he's more. I mean, the people that he likes, he's complimented the North Korean guy. He's complimented Putin all over the place.
Oh my
he loves
gosh,
Putin.
I know.
And Putin is, you know, president for life, basically. Right.
I mean, who's to say that we're not going to end up in some situation where Trump screws everything up.
I know.
And now we're stuck.
And who's going to say anything? Who's going to do anything? Is anybody going to... We were talking about if they repeal Obamacare and 20 million people no longer have health care.
I said, they'll just say okay.
They'll say okay. Whatever.
And that pisses me off. That really pisses me off because it's all poor people.
Yeah.
And why do the 20 million poor people, and more than that, actually, those are just the people that... Anyway, but why do those people not band together and say, fuck you? Because yeah. I deserve healthcare.
Yeah.
I deserve to have a decent standard of living.
Every American should be able to go to the doctor.
Yes.
We're all on the same team. You need to go to the doctor, go to the doctor.
If you are not part of the 1%, you are poor.
I've got.
I don't care who you are.
Okay, I'm going to say something here.
Okay.
And this is absolutely 100% the truth because I've been on both sides of the coin. I've had a decent amount of money in my life, mm-hmm. and I've been pretty poor in my life.
Yeah.
And when I had a decent amount of money, I paid a lot every month for health care, for insurance, and I always had big deductibles, and I always had to co-pay for everything.
Right.
And it was
crazy.
And you
didn't get good. Service right. at
and,
all.
And everybody says the government can't do anything right, but I've also been the person that's poor enough to
qualify
for Medicaid with once it was expanded under Obamacare.
Right.
And I've got to tell you, Medicaid is the best insurance I have ever had in my life, bar none. Mm-hmm. Everybody in America should be on Medicaid.
Yeah.
Medicaid for all, because the government knows how to do it right. You can say whatever you want, but they know they're doing it right. Medicaid is being done right.
Well, and the thing about Medicaid is it's all about preventative care.
Yeah.
They want to make sure that you are going in, you're getting regular checkups, you are being healthy, you're living healthy, and they reward you for those things. And they're saying, we want to make sure that you are the best at your best level of health that you can be, because then you perform better, you work more, and you contribute more to your community. So we want to make sure that you are at your optimum level of health. But now I have to ask you, as somebody who has paid hundreds of dollars out of pocket for insurance every month and had to pay deductibles and didn't get great health care, are you angry, I guess, at people who have had Medicaid for long periods of time?
Well, see, and that's the place where I'm different from a lot of people, because now that a lot of those people have probably never experienced what Medicaid can do, what Medicaid is like, mm-hmm. and I have. So now that I've seen what Medicaid is like, and it is the best insurance you could ever possibly get. You don't pay for anything. That's awesome. It's mm-hmm. fantastic. And no, I'm not angry. I'm angry that...
But you're one of those people that wants everything for free.
I want everybody to have it for free. I want every American to be able to go to the hospital, to the doctor, to get whatever medical they need, and not have to go into debt or bankruptcy because they need to be taken care of.
And it's not free.
No, it's not free.
It is not free.
No.
You're paying for it. Everybody's paying for it. Every citizen in this country who works any sort of job in their life has to pay into that.
Well, and if the government
And if you're paying into that, why should you not get it?
And if the government is the one payer, it's the one payer program, and somebody wants to, one of the pharmaceutical companies decides they're going to raise the price of the EpiPen to an outrageous amount of money, to $500 or whatever they raise the EpiPen to, and the government can then say, you know what we're going to do?
We're going to find somebody else.
We're going to find somebody else to supply that.
Yeah.
And you are going to go out out of business because you are just being greedy bastards.
Yeah.
And all those insurance companies that are like, well, right now they're doing great because with Obamacare, you've got to buy insurance. That's right. the whole point of it. So these 20 million people, a lot of them that are not on Medicaid are paying for insurance.
But
so
a
the
lot
insurance
of them,
companies are doing great. But the insurance companies should not be in business anymore.
They're ripping you off.
They're ripping you off.
And here's the thing is you have a choice. So all of those people that I've heard say crap about Obamacare and how horrible it is and their insurance rates have gone up and whatever, you have a choice. You can decide, you know what? I am sick of your bullshit and you raising prices and you taking all of my money every month and not giving me anything in return. I'm going to find somebody else.
Well, that drives me crazy as well because, you know, back when I was paying hundreds of dollars every month for my health insurance.
Uh-huh.
Every single year you have to reapply for your health insurance. If you're getting it through your employer, every year they send out the forms and you have to sign the forms and you decide if you're going to go with this plan or that plan or whatever. But every single year it went up.
Yep, every year.
Single year it went up. And nobody ever said anything. Nobody ever made a big
deal
about
it. Because you do it.
Because the Republican right-wing media machine wasn't saying, oh my God, look what's going on now. This is going up again this year, every single year. And under Obamacare, it's going up, but it's going up far slower than it was without Obamacare.
Yes, and people are complaining now. They're complaining now that their insurance rates are going up.
Oh my God, it's going up. It's never gone up before, ever. Yes, it did. It went up a lot more every single year. You just didn't know. You didn't pay any attention to it. You just signed the form and paid your insurance. And then when your check got a little bit smaller, then you were like, oh, well, whatever. It's just insurance. Because nobody was making a big deal out of it.
And that is...
It's what we focus our attention on.
And
then they say Obamacare is not working, but when you look around, what's being built? There's construction.
Oh my goodness,
there's construction
medical
going
facilities
on everywhere. But they're all medical facilities. Everything is medical facilities. That tells you something. That tells you that Obamacare is working because everywhere you go, they're building medical facilities and all the little peripheral businesses around them.
I was going to say, industry is booming.
Yeah.
It's like you get a doctor's office or a hospital or any sort of specialized medicine thing going on, and all of a sudden, you've got three restaurants pop up right next to it. You've got a gas station that pops up next to it. You've got plazas.
Yeah, everything.
Little strip malls. And so people are building. People are expanding. People are hiring.
And it's all built on the back of the healthcare industry, which is just booming under Obamacare.
Yep.
And if you want to get rid of Obamacare, all that construction stops.
Yep.
All of that growth stops.
And I'm telling you right now, that happens. I will seriously stand outside with my sign and start being pissed off.
Go look around.
I am not going to be one of the poor people.
Wherever you are, look around your town and see what's being built.
I am not going to be one of the poor people. And like I said before, if you are not part of the 1%, you are poor. I am not going to be one of the poor people who just says okay anymore.
Whatever.
I'm not going to do it.
Must be Obama's fault.
No, and it's not. And I think that is what makes me so angry. We're blaming the wrong people. We're blaming the wrong people, and we're not doing our part. If you want democracy to work, you have to actually do your part. You have to say, I'm tired of this, and I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm not going to listen to these people that don't have my sort of values. I'm not going to listen to the people who don't want to help me, who don't want to help my neighbors, who don't want
to
help my family.
Are lying to me.
Right.
That are telling
you have been
me things
proven,
that aren't true.
proven time and time again that they are liars. And I'm not going to take it anymore.
They say that Trump lies about 70% of the time. They said that he tells a lie basically every 3 minutes and 15 seconds, which actually sounds like kind of a long time to me. I'm pretty sure he lies more than that.
Should say something.
But you know that. I mean, the Trump supporters know that he's a liar. Mm-hmm. They know that he is. And some people say, well, Hillary is too. It works for both sides.
No.
No, there's such a thing as spinning something so that it makes you look a little better without telling a lie. It's just a spin. But a lie is a lie. When you say something that is blatantly, provably untrue, I mean, the opposite of what is the actual thing, like when he says, you know, the crime rate is out of control. The crime rate is higher than it's ever been before. It's not.
I know.
The crime rate is actually lower than it's been in 30 years. Mm-hmm. And yet he's saying immigration is out of control. Immigration
is not out of control.
Is at a 30-year low as well. Yeah. And when you and you're scapegoating these immigrants and you're saying, well, the immigrants are the problem for everything.
No.
Look, tell me how an immigrant is hurting your life.
Yes.
How is an immigrant hurting your life? What is an immigrant doing that is affecting your life in
you
any way?
Personally. Yeah, I want to know about you personally and how somebody has affected your life in such a negative way that you feel the need to kick out all of these people.
Just because you need somebody
to hate? What gives you the right to say whether or not somebody can be in this country? You have no right.
Immigrants are not hurting you. They're
no.
They're not. They're contributing billions of dollars to our
economy
every single year, and they're not getting benefits. And people are like, oh, they're all getting benefits.
Oh, my gosh.
Benefits.
That's what I wanted to talk about just a minute ago. I was like, what? No. Okay. So, yeah, let's talk about that. People want to say that you can come to New Mexico as an immigrant and you get an ID and you get food stamps and Medicaid and all of this government assistance, and that is bullshit. But I want to call bullshit on this because...
But here we are poor people again, so we have dealt with this system, so what do you have to do to get...
You have to provide a birth certificate and a Social Security card to get those things. You have to provide proof of income. And I know for a fact that people do not get to sit on their ass at home and not do anything and receive government assistance.
Yeah, no.
You have to provide proof that you're actively looking for a job.
Yeah.
You have to have to do community service hours if you're not getting a job and you don't have a job. So you are contributing to your community in order to get that money to live. And do not tell me that they're living well, because those people are not receiving
lobster, you know.
Those
lobster.
People are not receiving
lobster.
Enough money to live a good life.
And cigarettes.
They're still poor.
Pretty sure they can get cigarettes with
that
too. No,
you cannot get cigarettes. You cannot get alcohol. You cannot get any luxury items. And you know what? I say fuck you if you think that people don't deserve a steak for an anniversary.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Well, and you don't know anything about their life. That we just assume so much.
Yes.
I saw something on Facebook the other day. Somebody was talking about a poor guy that doesn't take care of his kids and lives on welfare and all these horrible things.
And that's bullshit.
And first of all, you know nothing about his life. You know nothing about my life. You know, mm-hmm. you could say, well, he's just another poor guy that got the Obamacare, got the Medicaid, and now he's just living off the fat. But I work 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
And I do.
But your job doesn't even offer you insurance.
Yeah. It certainly doesn't pay enough to support a family.
Right.
You know, so there you go.
But, you know, you're the lazy person.
Yeah.
We're the lazy people because I attend school full time and you work 40 hours a week and we have Medicaid.
You know,
so that makes us lazy.
You keep saying that we need to find a niche. I think that our niche needs to be that we are poor people and we're the poor people that are standing up and saying, don't push the poor people around anymore.
Yeah, I'm sick of it. Because I am totally sick of it.
We're the ones that live in the dirt and end up dying because of the stupid, angry, horrible, mean things that you say and do.
And we are the ones driving our economy.
Yeah.
We're the ones.
If you give all the poor people a raise, a big raise, the economy is going to just take off, just like it has with Obamacare. It's the poor people that are, you know, going to the doctor more, that are providing that wheel, is making the wheel turn.
Right.
Making all those businesses.
But that's a bad thing. That's a bad thing. And how dare you? How dare you want anything for free from this country?
Now you got me
being swearing too. It's not free. It's not free.
Freedom's not free.
It's not.
No, it's not.
We have so many people in this country, so many mothers and fathers and children and grandparents that go to other countries and fight for what we have. It is not free. Yeah, nothing in this world comes for free.
And they're every color and every creed and every religion and every sexual orientation. Those people that go out and fight for America, because that's what America is. It's every color, every creed, every idea, every religion, every sexual orientation. That's who we are.
Because America was created as a haven, as a safe place for people who were being persecuted. And now we think that we have the right to persecute people? I don't think so. That's not how this country works.
Well, and every immigrant has been persecuted at some point. Even if you're a white Irish person, there was a time when the Irish were despised in
exactly.
America. You know, so try to think back to your own immigrant heritage and decide, were they bad people that were coming in? They weren't.
And unless you're Native American, you didn't come from here. Your ancestry is not this country. And as a poor person, I think that it's time to stand together and say, I'm tired. I'm tired of this, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Poor people, wake the fuck up.
Are they Brett and Jamie? Are they poor? Are they rich? Are they a son of a bitch? It's the Brett and Jamie show.